Hello, sports fans. I'm Nate Wagensbeck, and this is your Craig Daily Press Sportscast. Three winter sports seasons begin Friday for Moffitt County High School, with girls swimming, girls basketball, and wrestling hitting the road this weekend. The girls swim team will be headed to Glenwood Springs Friday, and then come back to Craig to host their first of two home swim meets. Swimmers from Delta, Central, and Palisade High Schools will be coming to Craig to make it one of the larger meets the team has hosted in recent years. With a full pool, it should be a fun meet, and high school swim meets don't take too long. I recommend coming out. Head to the Moffitt County pool for the 11 a.m. start. Wrestling will be in Grand Junction Friday and Saturday, competing in the Colorado Mesa University Duels. The Bulldogs will see how they stack up against Western Slope competition from all classifications. They'll have three duels over the 2 days. For experienced wrestlers on the team, near-perfect records will be the goal. For the newcomers on the team, losses shouldn't be seen as a bad thing. Getting a feel for high school wrestling and coming away from the matches with an idea of what they need to work on will make the duels valuable no matter what. Girls basketball will travel to Vernal, Utah, Friday and Saturday for three games hosted by Uinta High School in a tournament. The Bulldogs will have their work cut out for them, playing against 4A Utah schools Logan and Orem on Friday. They finish up against 3A Tooele Saturday. They played in the same tournament last year and came away with a 1-2 record. But it was the beginning of that team finding its identity. With so many new players expected to contribute in 2013-14, this weekend will be another good opportunity for the Bulldogs to get comfortable. Boys basketball doesn't start playing until next weekend in Steamboat Springs, but the community got a good glimpse of the team in scrimmages last week. The Bulldogs looked tough against Rifle and Steamboat, but also showed they need work in their half-court offense. Defense and pace of the game figure to be the biggest difference makers for Moffitt County boys basketball this season. I'm Nate Wagensbeck for the Craig Daily Press Sportscast. Check in next Friday for more updates from the sports world, and listen and read more at craigdailypress.com.